I am not good enough. I'll never be able to do this. I am a failure. Do you also ever catch yourself saying these things? If so, you're not alone. Negative self-talk is a common and insidious habit that can hold us back in life and keep us from reaching our full potential. But the good news is that this habit can be broken. Want to know how? Then keep listening on.
This is Taleha Khan and you're listening to the Tales by Arshitals podcast. A place for conversation and inspiration. Listen on.
Mic rolling.
Rolling.
Hi, this is Taleha and welcome to the Tales by Arshitals podcast. In this podcast, I try to help you out to explore the power of yourself, your mind, your true potential so that you can harness it for your personal growth and success. And when we talk about personal growth and success, there is one thing which personally hampered my success and growth for a really long time. Until I one day discovered it, and that was negative self-talk. And this actually hampered me in many, many, many ways. So today we are going to learn to reframe our thoughts and embrace a growth mindset so that we can transform our negative self-talk into a powerful tool for personal development and success. So if you are ready to learn how to overcome negative self-talk and develop a growth mindset, then keep listening. So this episode is going to be packed with practical tips and strategies that you can start using right away to change your thought patterns and take control of your life. But first, let's take a moment to understand the difference between a fixed mindset and a growth mindset. A fixed mindset is the belief that your abilities and traits are fixed and cannot be changed. This type of thinking can lead to negative self-talk and a lack of motivation to learn and grow. You can say that ye ek tarah ka hyper imposter syndrome bhi create kar sakta hai. On the other hand, a growth mindset is the belief that your abilities and traits can be developed and improved through effort and learning. This type of thinking leads to a positive outlook, resilience, and a willingness to take on challenges. So, which mindset do you have? Are you stuck in a fixed mindset or do you embrace a growth mindset? Well, the choice is yours. Now, let's dive into some specific strategies for how to overcome negative self-talk and develop a growth mindset. And to start with, first and foremost, sabse zyada zaruri hai to become aware of your negative self-talk. This means you should pay attention to the thoughts that run through your head and noticing when you are engaging in negative self-talk. Once you have identified your negative self-talk, the next step is to challenge it. Ask yourself if the thought is based on the fact or if it's just a negative belief that you have been carrying around for too long. For example, if you catch yourself thinking, "I am not good enough," ask yourself if there is evidence to support this belief. Are there specific areas where you struggle, or is it a blanket statement that doesn't take into account your strengths and accomplishments? By challenging your negative self-talk, you can start to see if for what it is, a limiting belief that doesn't serve you. Another important strategy for overcoming negative self-talk is to reframe your thoughts. This means finding a way to rephrase your negative self-talk in a more positive and empowering way. Let me give you an example. So instead of thinking, "I'll never be able to do this," try saying to yourself, "I am not able to do this yet, but I'm committed to learning and growing, and I believe in my ability to improve." By reframing your thoughts in this way, you are shifting your mindset from a fixed to a growth mindset and setting the stage for personal growth and development. So it's time to decide that what is actually attacking your brain. It's important to remember that developing a growth mindset takes time and effort. It's not something that happens overnight, but rather something that you have to work on. And as I always say in almost every episode of mine, don't ever take any of these things as a destination. Rather take it as a consistent journey. And in this journey, you will learn so much through self-discovery. So I hope that you not only enjoyed today's episode, but it also took you through a trip in self-discovery. And now, whenever you're going to encounter any negative self-talk, you definitely are going to try these simple and practical tips, and do let me know if it helps you. Also, if you want me to talk about any topic or anything which is really bothering you, don't forget to write into talesbytales@gmail.com or click on the link given in the description to send a voice note. I'll be looking forward to it. And if you really like this podcast, don't forget to rate us on Spotify, review us on Apple Podcasts, and share it with everyone else, and let me know what is good and what is bad in this podcast, so that I too can go on a self-discovery and improve. On that note, this is your host Taleha signing off. Keep smiling, keep shining, stay happy, stay blessed. And stay tuned to the Tales by Arshitals podcast, streaming across all the major podcasting platforms. You were listening to the Tales by Arshitals podcast, where conversations meet inspiration.